Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. After concluding the Biennial Institute for Georgia Legislators earlier this week in Athens, Brian Kemp is in the nation's capital today. GPB's Robert Jimison has more.
Governor-elect Brian Kemp joins other governors-elect at the White House today to meet with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Kemp and other incoming governors will meet with the president's cabinet members before a roundtable session with Trump and Pence. During the campaign, both the president and vice president traveled to Georgia and campaigned for the now governor-elect. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison.
A new report by the Altamaha Riverkeeper, Environment Georgia, and others looks at the Georgia data from a first-ever national survey of coal ash storage by the Environmental Protection Agency. Grant Blankenship has more.
Coal ash is what's left when coal is burned to make electricity. The report shows 90% of Georgia's coal ash ponds are leaking carcinogens and toxins into groundwater. That includes the ash pond at Georgia Power's Plant Shearer in the town of Juliet, less than a mile away from Houston Cass's family home. Cass believes the ash pond is connected to the rare cancers his son and niece were diagnosed with.
I'm not Brockovich or whatever the lady's name was, but I, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out something's wrong.
Attorneys attached to the report advocate excavation and dry storage away from groundwater for all coal ash. Georgia Power is beginning that at Plant Shearer, but in a press release, they say they will instead cover about a third of their other ponds in place. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A second Georgia resident has died after contracting the flu. The Georgia Department of Public Health says a person over the age of 64 died between November 26th and December 2nd. That's week 48 of the current flu season. Flu activity is currently high in Georgia. This time last season, no deaths had been reported and flu activity was categorized as moderate. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.